Gray County will not be changing its no proclamations policy. At its meeting on May 9, County Council unanimously rejected a staff report that suggested the county implement a policy governing community awareness campaigns from groups and organizations that often request a proclamation from council, a flag raising or illumination of county buildings in recognition of important matters meant to raise public awareness. Clerk Tara Warder brought the report outlining a potential policy on community awareness campaigns to council for consideration. Warder said in 1995, County Council adopted the No Proclamation policy. The county continues to receive requests for recognition from various groups and organizations on a regular basis, with requests continuing to come in that are being decided by a 30-year-old policy. County staff felt it appropriate to bring a new formal policy proposal forward for debate and discussion. Key points of the proposed policy included: the warden would be delegated authority to respond to and implement requests from community awareness campaigns. One of the existing flagpoles at the county office in Owen Sound would be used for flag raisings until a community flagpole could be installed. Illumination requests would be for the county administration building in Owen Sound. Support for community awareness campaigns may be issued for civic promotions, public awareness campaigns, charitable fundraising campaigns, arts and cultural celebrations, special honors for individuals and organizations for special achievements. There are no exclusive rights to any day, week or month of any campaign, and requests will be coordinated to the best of ability. After receiving the report, county councilors decided to stick with the status quo policy. "I don't foresee a need for us to undertake the change in policy," said Owen Sound Deputy Mayor Scott Gregg, who called it a Pandora's box situation. "I'm quite happy with the policy. The easier thing to do is maintain the policy as is." Southgate Deputy Mayor Barb Dobreen said she was concerned the policy could put the warden of the day in the awkward spot of having to choose which groups would be recognized by the county. "I feel this puts the warden in a position of making a decision for or against an organization," said Dobreen. "I feel this is best left to the lower tier municipalities. I think our policy is adequate as it is." After council made the decision, Sal Kim Wingrove expressed thanks for the clear direction on the matter. "We continue to get requests all the time," said Wingrove. "We're really grateful to hear there is good consensus around the table." At the conclusion of the debate, the Blue Mountains Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs suggested those inquiring to the county about proclamations for community awareness campaigns be provided with contact information for the clerk's departments of the 9 lower-tier municipalities. "I think we can be supportive in that way," said Mitrasovs.